I'm Steve Ember with the VOA Special English Economics Report. The chairman of the United States Central Bank, Alan Greenspan, plans to retire at the end of January. Mr. Greenspan is 79 years old. He replaced Paul Volcker as chairman of the Federal Reserve Board on August 11, 1987. Less than 1 month later, Mr. Greenspan announced an increase in an important interest rate. The discount rate is what the Federal Reserve charges banks to borrow money. The increase showed that Mr. Greenspan wanted to move quickly to fight inflation. 2 months into his term, however, there was a shock. Black Monday. On October 19, 1987, the stock market had the worst day in its history. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost almost one-fourth of its value. Mr. Greenspan earned praise for the way he dealt with the crisis. Stock prices climbed again. In 1996, Alan Greenspan warned that prices were too high. He spoke of the risks of what he called irrational exuberance. Yet, after that, he surprised everyone when the central bank raised interest rates only once until June of 1999. Economists had worried that low unemployment and low interest rates would cause inflation. But Mr. Greenspan thought inflation could remain low because of increased productivity. He was right. The economy had one of its longest expansions ever in peacetime. Today, stock prices are down from their record highs in 2000. The United States suffered a moderate recession made worse by the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. And since June of 2004, the Federal Reserve has raised interest rates in a series of steps against inflation. Rates went up this month for the 12th time to the highest level in more than 4 years. Recently, Alan Greenspan has warned about high home prices, trade barriers, and budget deficits. But what has marked his 18 years as chairman is trust in the ability of the economy to recover from shocks. President Bush chose his top economic advisor, Ben Bernanke, to replace Alan Greenspan. On Wednesday, the Senate Banking Committee approved the nomination for a vote in the full Senate. Mr. Bernanke says he will seek to continue the policies established during the Greenspan years. This VOA Special English Economics Report was written by Mario Ritter. Our reports are online at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.